This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigade, and this is The Rundown. The chief judge is taking over Cook County's electric monitoring program from the sheriff. The Cook County Sheriff's Office began its electronic monitoring program in the 60s to deal with the jail overcrowding. Those placed on EM were considered low-level offenders awaiting trial. Overcrowding is no longer a concern at the jail, but the sheriff has raised concerns about people facing charges for violent crimes being placed on EM. Chief Judge Timothy Evans says the court will need to hire dozens of people to meet the demand.
We will need, over the next year, we project about 153 new employees.
Evans says as many as 900 new individuals will be placed in the court's EM program in the next 6 months. Illinois' Attorney General is getting his budget requests ready for state lawmakers as his fight against President Donald Trump continues. Kwame Raoul has been working with attorneys general across the country to challenge many of Trump's executive orders. He says he'll ask for an extra $15 million from state coffers next year, in part to hire more attorneys. He says the political climate is sending more applicants his way.
The reason they wanted to be a lawyer in the first place draws them to want to be at the attorney general's office to be part of the fight. So we're experiencing some of that. We've been interviewing a number of candidates, but we have to have the resources.
Raoul says cuts at some of the federal agencies he partners with, like the FBI and the FTC, will also hurt. State lawmakers have until the end of next month to craft a budget plan for the next fiscal year. There may be some debt relief in store for anyone with unpaid driving tickets in Chicago. The city is waiving any late penalties, interest, and other fees on driving ticket debt if Chicagoans pay the base ticket fine before July. Eligible violations include non-meter parking tickets and red light camera tickets that were issued before 2024. Mayor Brandon Johnson says the relief program is meant to help pull people out of the hole that late penalties can create.
Residents fall into a cycle of fines and fees that they cannot get out of, and that is hurting our entire city. We want residents to be able to resolve their debts without spiraling further into economic instability.
The program also waives towing, storage, or booting fees and bounced check penalties from any ticket debt. A new two-story DMV that aims to serve more people and shorten wait times has opened in downtown Chicago. The Secretary of State Flagship Center is located at 125 West Monroe Street and replaces the Chicago Central DMV at 160 North LaSalle. Secretary of State Alexei Janulius says the new space is nearly five times larger than the old DMV, and that will help eliminate long lines that wrap around outside.
The goal is to have at least triple the amount of people on a daily basis. I hated seeing people in the freezing cold or in the rain waiting outside, or in the middle of the summer when people are there with their kids and they're sweating and they're suffering. Now they have a place where there's a little more space.
In addition to license and registration renewals, the center will offer more detailed services, like informal hearings for those with suspended licenses and filing business records. Janulius also has a desk in the new facility where he'll host office hours open to the public. Some more things you should know today. The State Board of Education says the U.S. Education Department revoked the approval needed to spend $77 million in federal pandemic relief dollars in Illinois schools. The money was slated to be spent at 27 school districts on services including transportation for homeless children, technology for students with disabilities, and tutoring to help with learning loss. The state board says this could cause services to be terminated. Officials say Illinois has the option to apply to get the federal approval reinstated, but say it's burdensome for grantees and still leaves services at risk. Taking a look at election results from around Chicago suburbs, incumbent Evanston Mayor Daniel Biss was reelected. James Tinalia won the open seat to lead Arlington Heights. Jim Dodge defeated incumbent Keith Peacock for Orland Park Village President. In South Suburban Dalton, Jason House is the winner. And in Aurora, incumbent Mayor Richard Irvin conceded to John Lash. Irvin was a 2022 Republican candidate for governor. Rivendell Theater opened its 30th anniversary season last night with the world premiere play, No Such Thing. The Edgewater storefront is known for staging women's stories. Artistic director Tara Mallon said that she started the company on waitressing tips. She told WBEZ, quote, "We are women, so we make it happen, whether we have the dollars or not." Today's weather, there will be showers and thunderstorms with a high of 68. Flooding is possible in areas with poor drainage. The Metropolitan Water Reclamation District of Chicago is asking residents to reduce their water usage to create less stress on the sewer system during the storms. They suggest residents should delay showers and baths, flush less frequently, and wait to run dishwashers or washing machines. Weather tonight will be breezy with a chance of rain and a low of 46. Tomorrow, we expect it to be partly cloudy with a high of 57. And that's it for the show. If you like the rundown, please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.